Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio. It's a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And Marnie Werner is here from the center. You are the research manager.
Yes, I am.
Relatively new title, and it's nice to have you here. And John Munson is here from AgStar and is the vice president of rural finance, a newly established business unit focusing on rural development. And you have a particular knowledge of something that most of us don't, and that is, and I can count myself as part of that, is the Farm Bill. We would all benefit from sort of Farm Bill 101, kind of looking at what is the Farm Bill? What is most, I think most people think about, you know, price subsidies and those kinds of things.
That's true. They think about farm subsidies. But the truth of it is two-thirds of the budget in a farm bill, federal farm bill, is nutrition. And I think that surprises most people. And the majority of the people that work at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, where the budget flows to, are not focused on farm subsidies. They work in nutrition, they work in forestry, they work in other areas. So the Farm Bill creates policy around nutrition issues, research and development, rural policy issues, rural electric associations. It focuses on commodity conservation policies. There's a whole host. I believe there are 10 or 11 titles to the Farm Bill, each title focusing on really a whole different set of topics. And, of course, what has a tendency to develop in a Farm Bill in terms of the real debate focuses on the farm subsidies, that side of it. And that usually is what will get a farm bill either vetoed or it will be sort of the point of contention in the farm bill. But generally, it's kind of the mover and shaker, and it's where it, I think most of the attention gravitates towards is the commodity title where the farmers get their farm subsidies. So that's kind of how it pulls together. But it's the reason nutrition is so important in passing a farm bill is it's the urban metro legislators that really support that part of it that make the farm subsidy portion palatable. So you have to have the two pieces working very closely in context with one another. There has to be a real balance struck in order to achieve the kinds of reforms you want to see on the ag subsidy sides. So it's a very interesting balancing act.
And when you talk about nutrition, you mean things like food stamps, women and infants and children support, and various school things.
That's exactly it. It's food stamps and it's the WIC program primarily, and that is where the lion's share of funding goes.
So if I understand what you're saying is that if there's going to be any argument, if there's going to be any sticking points, it's all going to be about the policies related to farm subsidies and the, sort of the ag piece. And all the other stuff is pretty much a slam dunk, kind of.
It usually is. There's usually a lot of agreement around the other issues. And when there is disagreement, it's usually between only a few members when we're talking about other issues outside of the commodity title or the conservation title of the Farm Bill. It is the commodity title and the conservation title of the Farm Bill that generally create the most debate and argument and contention and veto threat.
Well, thank you, John, and thank you too, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.